This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast hosted Best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. And if you just heard a crack about 2 seconds ago, right before I started to read, that was my neck. I probably should go see a chiropractor.
You probably should.
I just kind of like rocked my, I'm like thinking, okay, Mary's saying hello, it's Mary. And then I just like kind of pitched my neck to the right and I can't feel my legs anymore.
There you go.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no.
That's
the corona catching up with you.
Oh my goodness.
That is crazy. So you are, thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, and downloading us and following us and always being part of our exciting journey here. Mary, you just got back from a well-deserved, much-deserved vacation.
Oh, it was amazing, yeah.
And I've got to ask you, because you were away when kind of the rest of the world, went down le crapaire with this thing called the coronavirus. Although I think the flu is the biggest story. I think we've talked about that at times. But were you greeted by... like the CDA from Monsters, Inc. on your vacation?
Like, I was really nervous. Yeah. I mean, we flew out of Boston to Miami. So both of those are like major airport hubs.
Right.
And of course, you know, right as we were leaving was when the news was breaking that the coronavirus is now here in the States. So I'm a normally anxious person to begin with. And here I am traveling with my family, flying on two major airplanes, going on a cruise ship, which is also a perfect container for any kind of bug or virus to breed. So yeah, needless to say, I was very nervous, but believe it or not, there was no hubbub going on in either the Logan or Miami airport. As you said, really the bigger issue here is the flu. My son, he's in first grade. A third of his first grade class the week before we left, they were all taken out with the flu. Even on the cruise ship, a bunch of people ended up getting the flu. So really, that's really what's going rampant, at least here on the East Coast of the U.S. I mean, it's sadly taken people's lives already. Like it's made much more of an impact. But when you're looking more at the social impact, the coronavirus right now is king.
If we can laugh at ourselves a little bit here in Rhode Island, it would have to be the fact that in China, where the coronavirus is really having an issue, they built a 1,000-bed hospital.
What?
And it's accepting patients. They built it in 10 days.
Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it takes Rhode Island 10 years to build the tiniest of bridges that crosses the Warren River into Barrington.
Yep.
And it is mind-blowing.
That's crazy. 10 days and it fits 1,000 patients?
It's a 1,000-bed hospital. You know, they've got... It's amazing. You got to go online. It looks
I'm thinking about the schools that we have here in Rhode Island and how decrepit they are and how long it takes just for things to get passed, nonetheless built. That is amazing.
Now, mind you, this is all, from the looks of it, it all pretty much is one level, although in some areas it looks like it might be two levels. And, you know, I'm not sure what the regulations are. But, I mean, they're serious about, you know, doing what they got to do in the city of Wuhan.
Yeah,
it's incredible. So they are
they're tackling it. That's for sure.
They're trying. Yeah. Hopefully they do a better job built with that coronavirus than they do making cymbals, because there's a drum cymbal manufacturer Wuhan, and I'm just not a fan. But you know, to each his own. Nevertheless, here's my question: school vacation is next week, and. Yeah. I'm just curious if there's going to be a shortage.
Next week. A week and a half. Okay, yeah.
Yep. Right. Yes, correct. Are we going to have a shortage of cleaning supplies in this area because, you know, everybody's going to be buying it up so they can kind of clean the schools while all the kids are out?
You know,
just take a blowtorch to it. Just kill all the germs.
Seriously.
But it's crazy with the flu, which is what everybody's dealing with over here. It's insane. What is the status of health in the Larson household?
So, I mean, we already had one bout of the flu. Mind you, we all were vaccinated.
Yep.
So my son had the flu. So far, the rest of us, knock on wood, have been healthy from the flu. But I'm going to tell you this. On school vacation week, you know, we are going to be talking about that a lot next week with giving you guys different suggestions. But I'm going to be keeping my kids outdoors as much as possible. We're going to be going on hikes. As much as I love, you know, the indoor trampoline places and all these great activity places or like bouncy houses, all I can think about right now is the amount of germs that is going to be on those walls and on, you know, all those things during school vacation week. So we're staying in the clear, and I'm planning on keeping it that way.
Might be a good time to start investigating cold thermogenesis. That's where people, you know, take cold, ice cold baths or jump into the ocean on a regular basis for like 10 minutes at a time. Because it's supposed to, you know, help your immune system and everything.
If you don't die from hypothermia.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You breathe it through. Breathe through it. Well, listen, what is your resolution? What is your suggestion on dealing with this? Is it, you know, go crazy with the bleach? Or are you, you know, cold thermogenesising it? Is that a word? It is now.
It is now,
but,
yeah.
But let us know on our Facebook and other social media pages, because just want to get a temperature out there of what's going on. Because
ba-dum-bum-ting.
I know
get
the
it.
Only yeah I do I do thank you
you're
hey.
Welcome
hey.
I got you
yeah thank you yes don't battle the coronavirus with the Sam Adams. Choose a Narragansett. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, maybe, just maybe, you are disinfecting everything in sight right now, and you hear something that piques your interest, you don't have to put down that Lysol. No, you could just go to our website a little later. That website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right. Mary, we are approaching the holiday of love, and it seems like you've actually picked out a few different events to get us in that mood. But the Wicked Interesting one is very different.
It is. It is. You know,
I associate wreaths with Christmas, but nevertheless, what is Barrington Books Retold doing?
Let me tell you, if you are someone who likes decorating for the holidays, if you're someone who celebrates everything like I do, then this is an event that you're going to want to check out, especially if you're a lover of books. Because Barrington Books Retold, which is the Barrington Books in Garden City and Cranston, they're having an event actually today, the day that this episode comes out, from 6:30 to 8:30, where you get to make a heart-shaped wreath out of pages from a book.
Oh, wow.
So this is a really, as I said, it's perfect for, you know, just the seasonal decor, but especially for those of you who love books. Now, Barrington Books Retold is going to have all of the materials there. They're also, this is very important, they're going to have snacks and drinks because you can't craft without snacks and drinks, my friends. Super important. No previous experience required. This is not like a superior crafting level project. So if you're kind of a craft novice, don't worry. They've got you covered. But I mean, the pictures that they already have online to promote this event look really great. So if you are free this evening and you'd like to zhuzh up the decor of your house, possibly with some pages from some books, you can check that on out. I would recommend that you give them a call to see how much space is there.
Yeah.
As I said, this is kind of you know, they're not going to have all the room in the world to fit everybody. So give them a call. And it is $25 per person, but that covers all of your materials, your beverages, and your dessert.
Good news is I am unable to attend, so you don't have to worry about being partnered next to me as I eat the paste. Or, you know, you'll be fine.
They've got snacks, so you could eat.
They got regular snacks, so you don't have to eat the Elmers. All right, so that's the Wicked Interesting, Mary.
Yep.
And now here's... Yes.
You go. You got it.
Me. Wicked fun in the 401. Go. Ah, the loopiness that comes with a little bit of Theraflu, ladies and gentlemen. You know what's going on. And let me tell you what's going on this Saturday over at the Roger Williams Park Zoo in Carousel Village. It is Rock-A-Baby concert series. Not Sean Mullins Rockabye. No. Everything Will Be All Right, Rock-A-Baby. There you go. Do you remember that song, Mary?
I do.
If everything's gonna... Anyway, it's $7 per participant to an older, and this is from 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. This is a really popular band that's geared towards some of the zoo's youngest guests. The true stars of the show are Rhythm, Melody, Harmony. They are three silly, entertaining puppets. They will shake, dance, and sing with the audience while playing games and exploring fun musical concepts. I like this because when we get to spend time with Little Foster Man, he is all about music. Mary, you and I are both musicians. You have a whole chorus of instruments at your house. I have an accordion at mine, so, you know, you send your sympathy cards to the Little Foster Man. But it's very important, and it's great. This is just absolutely awesome, so go check it out. This is happening, again, February 8th from 10:30 to 11:15 at the Roger Williams Park Zoo in Carousel Village. Mary, what do you have?
Oh, okay. So, of course, Valentine's Day is next Friday, and we're touching upon some of those lovely events, but we got to be real. For all of those of you who have got some gal pals, we need to remember that February 13th is, from here on out, Galentine's Day. Anyone who's a fan of Parks and Rec, you know, you love waffles and Galentine's Day. So we need to celebrate all of the gal pals in our life. And Shiver Robe is going to be teaming up with Blooming Artisan this Saturday to really make sure that you can create, you know, a nice floral arrangement for your fellow Galentines. This can be a great experience that you can get some of your gal pals together, spend some time together, create these memories. And what is great is Blooming Artisan is going to make it really easy and stress-free. All of the materials and tools are going to be provided for you. Perfect. And Jennifer, who runs Blooming Artisan, she guides you through the arranging process. And I love this idea because frequently my husband Blake, the producer of the show, he will gift me flowers, but I need to figure out how to arrange them nicely. Like, you know how you get them all like bundled up? And I often just like plop it into the vase and it doesn't look as pretty as they deserve to be. So this is what's great is Jennifer really works you through this. Once again, it's a crafting thing. So light refreshments are provided and you can also bring your own wine or your own drinks and snacks if you'd like to kind of make it a bigger deal. But as I said, this could be something you could just treat yourself, learn how to do this floral arrangement, or spend some time with some of your closest female pals. So advance registration is required as, once again, space is going to be limited towards for this. And it takes place Saturday from 2 to 4, and that is in Pawtucket.
A wise James Spader once said on his short-lived episodes on The Office, Mary, sometimes the flowers arrange themselves. There you go. AS220 on Saturday night has a really cool band, a couple cool bands, Displaced Anger and Completely Destroyed. I know what you're thinking.
They sound so uplifting.
Yes, you know, go from Galentine's to Displaced Anger and Completely Destroyed. I want to keep it balanced, ladies and gentlemen.
My
good friend Artie Tift over there at NBC10, where you can see Mary on a weekly basis talking about Wicked Roadie on Studio 10. His band is playing at this, and I wanted to show some love because Artie's a great guy. And
what does he play?
He plays guitar, he plays drums, he rocks, he is incredible.
Awesome.
And I encourage you to watch Studio 10 because at some point in the near future, you are going to see Artie dancing, doing a workout routine on a pole.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know, well, you know.
Move over, J-Lo.
Yeah. Well, Artie did a great job with it. I have seen some teaser photographs. It is a wonderful way to get in shape. So before you lose all your respect for Artie, go see him at Displaced to Anger and Completely Destroyed at AS220 on Saturday night. It's a good time to support some local rock music. You know, you want to kick it up a little bit before you get too lovey-dovey with everybody. That's the place to go. They're very talented musicians. I will say that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, listen, if you would like to get your little ones involved in the Valentine's Day spirit, Coventry's Parks and Rec. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Like a real Parks and Rec, as I'm making a TV show Parks and Rec reference. They're going to be having Valentine Letters for Veterans and just the Happy Heart Day crafting event that's taking place Saturday from 10 to noon. Once again, friends, don't worry. Cookies and apple juice are provided.
Oh, good.
In case you don't know, there's like a crafting snack theme in all my choices this week. I may or may not have been hungry when I filled in my suggestions. But once again, basically, the idea behind all this is kids love to craft. They love to celebrate all the different types of holidays. And the veterans, of course, have served our country, and they deserve as much love as we can give them. So put the kids' artistic skills to good use. Maybe you can teach them a little bit more about their community and the way that these people have served. And they can also, while they're there, create a happy heart for a friend, a family member, maybe their fur friend at home that they can also take home. But this event is free and open to the public. It is a youth event, and this event has no registration required. So if you wake up on Saturday morning and say, what can I do with these little children? Head on over to Coventry.
Awesome. Hey, Festival Ballet is happening this weekend. They've got an incredible, incredible show happening the 7th through the 9th. There's various dates and times, but it's at the Vet. It is called Game Changers. Festival Ballet Providence is one of these organizations that, if you've never seen what they do, you are in for an incredible treat. It's an evening of movement, music, athleticism that packs a punch with works by innovative choreographers at the top of their game, plus powerful music that is not on a CD or an iPod. No, it is performed live. So this is from the Tony Award winner Christopher Wilden's Arresting Morphosis to a bold, pulsing new work from powerhouse duo choreographer Yuri Yanowski and singer-songwriter Josh Knowles, who will be all performing. Game Changers is just going to absolutely burst with creativity. You've never seen this kind of ballet happening on stage. And that's what I love about Festival Ballet Providence. Mm-hmm. They attract world-class talent, literally. If you look at the bios from these dancers, they are from all over the world. They really, it's not easy to get into Festival Ballet Providence. They do amazing work there. Of course, they do teach lessons, and they have all sorts of educational opportunities there. But if you want to see an incredible show, I highly suggest Game Changers by Festival Ballet Providence, playing at the Vets, Veterans Memorial Auditorium, this weekend.
Very cool. The United Way of Rhode Island is an amazing organization that helps other people in our community and also gives you opportunities to give back where you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So we are so, so happy to partner with them. What do we have lined up for this week to recommend?
You know, Mary, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing the irony in what this our first listing is here from our friends over at United Way of Rhode Island. River's Edge Arts is in need of volunteer tutors to assist high school age students in a variety of subjects and academic goal setting. Why is this ironic? Because River's Edge is spelled R-I-V-E-R-Z-E-D-G-E. Arts. So, I mean, it's a wonderful, worthwhile. I'm just thinking like, oh, well, you know, it's if you can overlook our spelling cutesiness. Incorrect grammar. I'm the last one to talk about this, and I'm the last one who would be able to. But the tutors, you folks out there, the smart ones listening, must be available for 2 hours each week from Mondays 3 to 5 p.m. They're looking for all sorts of help up there. It's in the Woonsocket area again, so if you can help out, that would be awesome. Mary, what do you have?
Thinking about a completely different area of the state, because the state is so ginormous, of course. We're talking about Middletown, the Norman Bird Sanctuary. They're looking for front desk volunteers to help answer the phones, greet visitors, and ring in sales. Now, they have flexibility with the hours that they need help, generally from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. And if you've never been to the Norman Bird Sanctuary, if you're looking for a beautiful, quiet place in Rhode Island, this is a place that not only you'll want to check out, but you'll probably get so addicted to it that you will want to volunteer.
Yeah, this is the number one place my wife loves to go when the weather's nice out any time of year. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. I just want to let you know, we are now up to 13,000 followers on IG. That's right.
That's like half the Rhode Island population right there.
Seriously. And what we do on that Instagram feed, in case you're not following us, is we highlight photos taken by you, the locals who love and live in the Ocean State. So make sure you're checking that out. And if you yourself want to have your photos featured, make sure that you use the hashtag WickedRhodey.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook if you would like to be featured on the podcast or in Mary's weekly segment on Studio 10, Wicked Wednesdays.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Stay healthy, people. Wash your hands.
Please.